Ontario Power Generation plans to store 200,000 cubic meters of radioactive waste in an underground cavern. The storage site's location has raised concern across the Great Lakes Basin because of its close proximity to Lake Huron. State Senator Hoon-Young Hopgood traveled to Canada to address the threat the disposal site poses to Michigan. He started out our conversation by explaining why Ontario Power Generation picked the contested location.
The site is on the Bruce Peninsula, and the Bruce Peninsula is home to the largest nuclear power generation facility in the world. They have 8 reactors on site. They obviously produce a substantial amount of nuclear waste. Ontario, as a province, has about 20 reactors that generate nuclear power. And so they generate a lot of waste. Since this is the site of the largest facility, I think they, out of a matter of convenience, are looking to this site to build such a repository.
And why are you concerned? Why are you and other Michiganders concerned about that?
Well, I'm concerned because it is right on Lake Huron. And as you know, waters are connected. Lake Huron is certainly connected to Michigan. And the Great Lakes literally define our state. Our lives and our livelihood depend on our waters, and making sure that we have clean water to drink and to use and everything else really is at the heart of what I think legislators should be concerned about. And so this is certainly something that I feel is important to me personally, but I also think is a charge to my job as a state legislator.
Ontario Power Generation did consult scientists and experts about the site. We should say, remind everybody this is underground, quite a ways underground. Those reports suggest the limestone in the underground cavern they plan to use for waste storage is impermeable and that the location's not geologically active. The Canadian Nuclear Safety Commission concludes that OPG's plan poses little risk to the public. Are those reports not enough to ease your concern?
Well, certainly. You know, we've heard from geologists who have other points of view. So there is some consensus around the fact that this rock underground may be a good rock. It may be stable. It may, not have been disturbed for a long time. But the fact is, we're doing the disturbing. The actual process of building a repository such as this involves a lot of explosions and a lot of moving of rocks and earth and whatnot. You have to build shafts. You have to build the cavern underground. You have to build monitoring wells and all of that. So what we're actually doing to construct the well, to construct the repository, is probably one of the threats that we would be concerned with going forward. We can't model this stuff. There's nothing in the world that proves that this is safe. So people can suggest that it's safe. People can say that it's not likely to do things, but we've said that before, and we've been wrong as a people and faced the consequences of that.
OPG is currently storing low and intermediate level waste at ground level at this site. Does that concern you as well?
That's a part of the nuclear power industry. So we have reactors all over the world. Most of them are storing some waste on site. Here in Michigan, we have reactors that are doing the same. The concern about the repository, what we're talking about, is burying it underground, monitoring it for some period of time, and then basically forgetting about it. This stuff, the intermediate level waste, stays hot for 100,000 years. That's basically forever. This issue is bigger than right now in the concerns of today. It really is a long-term issue. And to mitigate the risk, to think about siting this away from 20% of the world's fresh water supply is something that we just think is prudent and wise, and that's what we've asked OPG to do.
We're talking with State Senator Hoon-Young Hopgood about his involvement in plans that Ontario has, the Canadian government has, to bury nuclear waste near the shores of Lake Huron. You attended hearings in Canada last week that involved this. What happened at these hearings?
Well, you know, we traveled over to Kincardine, Ontario. That's up on the Bruce Peninsula. That's very close to the site of the nuclear power facility. And we presented the Michigan story. And I think that that was an important thing to do because the outreach has been abysmal. There has been no public outreach in terms of this project beyond just a small radius in Canada. And so we think that people all around the Great Lakes and out to the St. Lawrence Seaway should be made aware of this. It's a concern for all of us. So we delivered our concerns, the fact that Michigan's lives and livelihoods depend on the Great Lakes, but we also were able to clear up some issues. One issue, a previous person providing testimony had given the impression that this project, this DGR, would be possible under Michigan law. We explained that that's absolutely not the case. We would not allow for underground disposal. We would not allow for long-term above-ground disposal of this type of waste. And so we needed to clear those things up because they were under the impression, because of their lack of outreach, that other people were okay with it. People in Michigan are not okay with it. We passed a resolution in the state Senate. It passed unanimously, expressing concerns regarding this project. We want to protect our Great Lakes. We had 26 other state senators sign on as co-sponsors of that legislation, Democrats, Republicans from all over the state.
Generally, how did people at these hearings respond to your comments?
Well, you know, there's a panel that you're speaking to, and the panelists, I think, really the chair wanted to get at the heart of some of these questions. So when we said there wasn't much outreach, she really wanted to investigate that. There were other questions in terms of Michigan law and not allowing this type of proposal here in the state of Michigan. They wanted to really get at the heart of that. And so I think that they were, it was new information for them. It was valuable for them to hear that. Now, the audience, you had a lot of people who had concerns. You had people, these hearings will go on for more than a month. You have people who spend a considerable amount of time camped out in Kincardine, Ontario, paying attention to these hearings, listening. And what's neat about this process is the public actually has an opportunity to ask some questions of the participants, not just the person who's giving the testimony, but also OPG as well. So it was an interesting process.
Did you get a handle on how the Canadian public feels about the waste deposit site proposal?
We're getting a lot of feedback and a lot of attention. Just on the visit, we had some media attention, so we were in several publications over on the other side. There's some support for the project very locally, and quite frankly, there's financial agreements set up. There's host community agreements which pay some of these local communities to openly support this project. Once you get beyond that radius, support falls way off. Awareness falls way off. Lots of people in Canada are hearing for it for the first time in the last couple of months. And so, once again, the outreach or lack of outreach just isn't Michigan. It's all over.
After these hearings, what next? What happens?
The joint review panel considers the testimony and weighs everything, and then they make a recommendation on whether to proceed or not to proceed. That recommendation goes to the Canadian cabinet, and then the cabinet makes the final decision. And that could happen in the first couple of months of next year. This is something that we need to weigh in on. We need to make sure that our concerns are addressed, and it needs to happen right now.
Senator Hoon Young Hopgood serves Michigan's 8th Senatorial District. Senator, thanks for your time.
Thank you.
And this segment is supported by Michigan State University's Knight Center for Environmental Journalism. More news about the Great Lakes environment can be found at greatlakesecho.org and on Current State every Tuesday as part of our partnership.